Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone, download the Devil Radio app, go to the website, download the app, or go to the Apple and Google store, download the app. You get to take Devil Radio with you 24-7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And also, in the dark months coming up, the FCC requires AM stations to power down. A lot of physics reasons for it. I'm not going to get into it. But if you're getting the signal on 1580 AM, you're advised to go on the app. I mean, you may get a good signal, but if it's 92.7 FM, you still should download the app. It's the clearest way to do it. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. You ask for that link. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing stations broadcasting all the time, every day. In Wisconsin, pushing the big lie, attacking our democracy, saying that Trump was right and that something wrong with the elections. This is the only station, strongest voice. This is the voice that's the least polite and most direct. Matt Flynn Direct, standing up to that. Okay, we're going to go over to France. There was another lone wolf jihadist attack in Cannes. Now, Cannes is where the movie festival and all that, very glitzy place in the Mediterranean. Guy, turned out he was from Algeria, walks up to a cop, seemingly asking directions, pulls out a knife and sticks it right in his chest and shouts, "In the name of the prophet." The cop had a bulletproof vest on, so he survived. But that was not the only time this sort of thing has happened. In April, guy killed a cop with a knife over there. 2017, a cop was shot on the Champs-Élysées. 2016, an off-duty cop and his companion were knifed, killed. 2019, there were four people in a police station who were murdered with a knife. Guy walks in and murders them. There were three people in a basilica in Nice who were murdered with knives. In 2016, a truck mowed down 86 people, killed them in Nice. Now, here's the deal. This is what's happening in France. This is what happens with simply opening up Europe. Angela Merkel did this. People keep coming over. They come into Italy or France. And you can't continue to have this. You simply can't continue to have this. If you import jihadist culture, you are importing your own assassins. It's as simple as that. Right now, that France is something like close to 10% Islamic. Many of them are fine, law-abiding people, but everybody individually considers themselves somehow a theological Supreme Court with the right to summarily execute. You cannot have an ordered society that way. Lebanon was that way early on. It was a colony in North Africa for French Christians. It's now about 50-50. There's power sharing, bombings all the time. Any country in Western civilization cannot continue to admit jihad. It is simple as that. I don't care what side of the political equation you are on. Now, going to our Senate, Cruz and Hawley, two of my least favorite senators, they continue to block more than 50 ambassadors and key people in our State Department, in our National Security Agency. They technically require Senate confirmation. Usually there'll be a list of 30 of them. Some committee or other will look at them, vet them, then they'll say, okay, and there's voice vote. No. These people are demanding, because the senators think they're aristocrats, and they each think that they can hold anything up. They're each demanding a couple of days discussion about each one. If you did that, you would never talk about budget reconciliation. You wouldn't talk about extending the debt limit by December 3rd. You wouldn't talk about anything, the defense bill or anything. Moscow Mitch is part of this because their caucus could easily just override that. But they don't. The idea is to hurt Biden. And if they can hurt America and thereby hurt Biden, they're doing it. Cruz has no loyalty to America. Cruz was born in Canada. His father was Cuban. I don't know why they let him run for president. Mother was American from Delaware. Mother was American. He wasn't naturally born. He was not a naturally born citizen. He's a shifty operative is what he is. And this is the kind of stuff he does. Hawley is just, I can't explain him. I mean, Hawley's a guy who on the surface, you know, went to great schools and this, that, and the other. They say they're great schools. I don't know. There's a lot of great schools. But this guy will hurt the United States. Here's what they're holding up. They're holding up our ambassador to NATO. The Republicans want to get us out of NATO. Trump said that. That would be a disaster. NATO was formed right after the Second World War at the instance of the United States, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, to stop in those days the commie Ruskies from invading Europe. Now they're the organized crime Ruskies. They're just mafia Ruskies. And they're already starting back in against Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. They're already putting pressure on Poland itself. Belarus, which are the cat's paw of Russia, importing migrants in from the Middle East and Africa and dumping them on the Polish border as a form of weaponizing immigration. And this has got to be pushed back. These people have to be sanctioned. And Cruz and Hawley are stopping our ambassador to NATO. To NATO. Cruz and Hawley are stopping our ambassador to Germany. Cruz and Hawley are stopping the nomination of the Director General of our Foreign Service, two Assistant Secretaries of State, and about 50 ambassadors. To hurt Biden, they think, by hurting the United States. These people, it's sedition, it is treason. They belong in prison, both of them, for treason. They belong in prison. I look longingly on Abraham Lincoln. 1860, he gets elected 1861. He had court opinions that told him not to do certain stuff. People said that the Southern states had a right to succeed. You know what he did? He ignored them. And he sent out a very covert message is, if you screw around with me, you're going to be in jail. And they backed down. That was Abraham Lincoln, our greatest president. I have a lot to say about George Washington. We wouldn't have a country without George Washington. We would not have kept the country without Abraham Lincoln. Cruz and Hawley are a pair of lowlifes, a pair of malignant tumors, a pair of insects who will only go down in history for having betrayed the United States. But they are succeeding in doing this with the complicity of the Republican Party. The complicity of the Republican Party. The Republican Party can figure out in a, and they just get together for lunch. They get together for lunch. They eat a lot of lunch. I've never, ever seen a hungry senator, ever seen a hungry senator. They sit around, they have a very nice lunch. And all they have to do is say, okay, Cruz and Hawley, time's up. This is going through. We suggest to save face that you are the ones that release them. And if you don't, we're releasing them. They won't do it. The Republican caucus is the sedition caucus. It is the treason caucus. It is the caucus that's trying to stick a knife in the United States. I think what Biden's got to do is appoint acting ambassadors to NATO, acting director general of the Foreign Service, acting assistant secretary of state, acting ambassador to Germany, acting to all of them, pay him, and then by executive order, give his own credential. Say, the bearer of this document is my full faith and confidence. And when the Sedition Caucus confirms him, he's staying there. And if the Sedition Caucus doesn't confirm him, and somehow I can't get Merrick Garland to put them in jail, then these people act in my name. I'm being somewhat facetious. Don't take, you know, let's not be as literal as a pike under the, you know, in the middle of the lake somewhere. Look, but that has to be what it is. And then somebody shows up at NATO, full faith of the United States, of Joe Biden. We don't care about Moscow Mitch. We don't care about a guy from Cuba who was born in Canada. We don't care about Hawley, who is, I think Hawley is emotionally disturbed myself. I mean, if you take a look at his face, he's the guy that gave the thumbs up to the insurrectionists. Remember the fist? Okay, I'm with you guys. This guy has absolutely no integrity and absolutely no normal moral compass. And they're people who are allowed to veto all of these appointments. That's just plain wrong, but it's being facilitated by the Republican Party. Facilitated by the Republican Party. You know, things are happening overseas. As long as they keep stopping this, stopping these NATO appointments and others, the EU is about to impose new sanctions on Belarus. This time, 30 more people won't be able to travel anywhere in Europe and have their banking accounts frozen, including their foreign minister. And their airline, Belavia, they should not be permitted to land in European or the American airports. Why? They are advertising for people in Islamic countries, the Middle East, and Africa to come to Belarus. Everybody goes, oh, great, I'm coming to Belarus. Then they beat the hell out of them and take them over to the Polish border. They have a border with Poland. And they say, start running, get into Poland. And they stand there with guns behind them. They start running to Poland. Poland has put up roadblocks. They don't want this. All these people are going to come in. They don't want any more immigration. Angela Merkel did a lot of damage to Europe. And right now, Putin, who controls Belarus now, is weaponizing this thing. It's time to do a lot more than this. Stop buying their potash, their chemicals. They can eat their potash. Actually, you can't eat potash. But what they're going to do is don't buy anything from them. Don't let them land in any airports. Freeze the bank accounts of everybody in their government. Isolate them. Squeeze them until they overthrow their government. The people are very good in Belarus. They can't stand this guy, Lukashenko. He's the guy that hijacked the airplane that was flying from Athens to Latvia in Europe. And he sent jets to direct it over to Belarus and then hauled an activist off and tortured him and his girlfriend. This guy's an animal. He's an animal. Putin's an animal. And these people have got to be treated a lot more firmly than we've been treating them. Yes, Putin has nuclear weapons. Putin is a shameful individual. We have got to sanction these people a lot harder. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.